Nola Valera, the Morning Madhouse, Nice for What? On this week, Family Wednesday being brought to you by Power Fridays. You know, presents Friday Night Live, hosted by your boy Sporty Odie. Ladies free till 11. We broadcast it live 10 to midnight. It's Movie Time with Sporty Odie and DJ Butterfingers. This Friday night, 950 NC Music Factory Boulevard. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. It's now time for We Family Wednesday.
The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Truly, one of the saddest stories ever in American history took place over the weekend, man, and coming out of New York City. So much has come out of the story about the murder of this 15-year-old boy in the Bronx bodega. New updates to the story is that now police have feel like they have captured everybody who is responsible for the death of Junior, a.k.a. JR. A lot of people are calling for the bodega to be shut down. City Council even met in a special meeting in New York City to see if they wanted to shut down the bodega. My understanding is that it's so much so many things in front of the bodega that they can't even open anyway. So the details of the story are, like, if you watch the video, which is gruesome, it's a gruesome video in itself, is that the store clerk and the people inside did not even try to help the young man. Question to Madhouse Nation. What would you have done in the situation? If they said that the young man told the store clerk and the people in the store don't get involved, what would you have done in the situation? And do y'all feel like the bodega should be closed down? Crazy, though. It's hearts pouring out from all over the nation for the family and for everybody affected by it. So,
new video has emerged of him actually re-entering into the store. And you can see the store owner not doing anything.
He didn't do nothing
to help this teenager out in this situation. And it was a case of mistaken identity.
That's crazy.
Where they thought that one of the that these gang members thought that this young man had sex with one of the young lady's family members. And it posted things about it on Snapchat. So it was a case of mistaken identity. Six of the eight suspects are supposed to return to the Bronx today to face charges for murder.
Yeah,
eight suspects.
Yeah, they said it was eight involved. Like a driver, it was a driver, but like somebody who tried to drive and get away. It's so much involved in this case.
It was two cars.
Yeah,
that they jumped in.
Yeah. What do you think? Y'all think the bodega should be shut down? And, you know, what would you have done in the situation?
I don't think the bodega should be shut down because the bodega didn't have anything to do with what happened.
Okay.
It was just the wrong place, wrong time type of deal. So I don't think you should shut down that business.
Okay. What do you feel, Jess?
I think that people have lost their sense of, I don't know if humanity is the right word, but I mean, I think that something should happen to this bodega owner, because at this point, I don't know if you were involved in this. Is that the reason why you didn't call anyone? Is because you knew that this was going to happen? And are you an accessory to this crime? The least you could have done was picked up the phone and called someone. So I think there's some consequences do need to come this bodega owner's way.
I think they need to shut it down for the simple fact, like, if you watch this new video, the young man came back in. He actually tried to jump over the counter. Well, he did jump over the counter. And the owner, like you said, didn't do anything. And, you know, people visit this bodega. I don't think the people in this particular part of the Bronx are going to want to go there anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it needs to be shut down. Mm. 570-WPEG, your comments up next.
It's No Limit Larry and Miss Jessica.
The girl. Give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Sad story coming out of the Bronx, man. You know, it broke over the weekend. Junior, a.k.a. JR, killed in front of a Bronx bodega. Actually stabbed in the bodega. He actually ran a block and a half to the hospital where he collapsed in front of the hospital. So we asking this morning, I know you've seen the story, so we asking you this morning, what do y'all think about, you know, the store owners? What could he have done, or what would you have done in the situation? And part two to that is, should the bodega be shut down? Good morning.
I'm originally from New York City, and unfortunately, the code on the street is don't be involved. I don't agree with it, but that's what it is. But I do believe the owner should have at least call 911, at least. Regardless of what the situation was, this is still your property, and people will tend to be afraid to come into your establishment. You have an obligation to the community. You do, regardless.
Yeah. It just seems like he could have did a lot more to me. Like shut the door and lock the men out. When they, you know, they ran in there. Like if you've seen the video, they run in there and they drag him out the store. That's just crazy to me.
The simple thing that you could have done was pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone and call. You could have done that while you were getting yourself to safety.
Yeah.
You know, running. But at least pick up the phone.
Good morning.
First of all, I just want to say my heart goes out to his family. I'm saying condolences. Second of all, shut the store down. Shut the store down. These are the same people that take money from us every day. Muhammad knows us. They knew that little boy was in no trouble. Whether he wanted to jump in it or not, this was a discussion on Facebook yesterday. It's not about jumping in it or not. You still turned your cheek when he came back for help. Shut the store down. If it was a little black boy in there stealing, they would have shot him. Shut the store down.
Shut it down. Power 98, good morning.
I don't think they should really shut the bodega down. You know, in my opinion, it's just my opinion. I think the guy was probably scared, too. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever know what you're going to do to get in a situation. I remember I got robbed before, you know, and prior to that, I always said, if I get robbed, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to fight the guy. But when I got robbed, I ran. So I'm assuming he was just scared, too.
Yeah. Lot of things to me. It just seemed like the humanity in you would have made you do something different. Like Jessica said, like it just seemed like we are becoming inhumane. It just seems like he could like at least shut the door, not let the men. Like he didn't even really look like he was bothered by it at all.
Some of us have lost a sense of community and taking care of each other. It's all about self, and we're seeing that more and more in these videos where instead of people picking up their phone and using it to call for help, people are taking the videos of people being injured and things like that, and then they're posting on social media so that they can get likes and repost and things like that. People have just lost a sense of community and helping each other out.
Yeah. Now, if you didn't get to comment in, you can definitely leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. That's 704-227-8780. You could always find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat as well. Coming up, Grandma Jessie is back in the building this morning. She going to let you shine. It's Pot Out of Gate.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family. What up?